Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Harvard University's 750 food service workers went on strike early this morning after their union and the university failed to reach an agreement on a new contract last night. Here's Brian Lang, president of Unite Here Local 26, talking about what the workers are asking for.
It's a modest proposal of no changes in the health care and the right to earn $35,000 a year as a minimum annual income. Those are the simple, modest demands that our members are making of the richest university in the world.
Harvard says that dining service employees receive some of the most generous hourly wages and benefits for food service workers in the region. The union has been in negotiations with the university since early June. And joining us now with more is WBUR reporter Fred Tice. Hi there, Fred.
Hi, Meghna.
So you spoke with some of the striking workers this morning. What did they tell you?
Yeah, I was there outside of Quincy House at 6 o'clock when they started their pickets. One of the workers that I spoke to was Kimwana Devanish.
When I first started working here, I was getting paid for 10 months. Now it's down to 8 months. Pretty soon it'll be down to 7 months. They keep cutting our years shorter and shorter, and it just makes our salary go lower.
Harvard workers don't work in the summer. They don't work over the holiday break. They don't work in spring break. And so that's where the problem comes from their perspective. They are also not compensated. They don't get unemployment compensation.
During the time they're not working.
That's right, yeah. And so they don't think that that's very fair either. And so they would like to see some sort of minimum annual payment.
Okay, so is that what Local 26 is asking for essentially pay that would cover the summer when dining hall workers, as you mentioned, are not working?
Yeah, that's correct. That's where they want to get at this with this minimum $35,000 a year payment to all workers who work in the dining hall services. The union rejected Harvard's offer to pay $250 a week for employees with more than 20 years of service and $150 a week for employees with 5 to 20 years of service during the summertime weeks. That's just not enough to, you know, for their workers.
Okay, so Fred, in the beginning of the conversation, I quoted a statement from Harvard saying that the university believes that dining service employees at Harvard receive some of the most generous hourly wages and benefits for food service workers in the region. So how far in or out of line is the salary at Harvard with other workers in Boston?
According to statistics that Harvard issued comparing itself with some of the other universities in Boston, for example, I noted that it didn't include Boston University, they do pay more on average than the other, than many of the other universities here in Boston.
And what about in terms of health care? Because that was also part of what it seems the union is looking at.
Yeah, no, that's right. So outside of Drew Faust's office, where the protest moved at one point, I spoke to Bruce Price. He's a doctor at Massachusetts General Hospital. And he was standing in solidarity with the workers this morning.
When their co-pays go up, when the price of medicine goes up, they don't come. They can't afford. So this directly affects my practice and my ability to take care of them as patients.
The workers are concerned about the copays going up. For example, they will go up by about $10, for exactly $10 for office visits, and they'll go from $40 to $100 for emergency room visits.
Mm. Now, Fred, undergraduate students at Harvard are required to be on the school's meal plan, which costs, what, something like just under $6,000 a year. That was from 2015 to 2016. So what is Harvard doing to provide these meals during the strike?
All but three of the university's 15 dining halls will be open with modified meals and hours. We understand that that's frozen meals for now. That's what the students were saying. But I did see, for example, a Hood milk truck pull up to Quincy House, and that was fresh milk that was pulling up there. So, you know, I'm not really sure exactly how they're going to do this, but they're getting some food in and out to the students.
Okay, so no starving students. But what's the reaction then?
Pardon me. I'm just going to turn my phone off.
Probably a call from a source. What's the reaction been from the community at Harvard and in Cambridge
Well, Harvard's undergraduate council voted to endorse the strike. The Cambridge City Council members also voiced unanimous support for the strike. And many students and faculty were on the picket line this morning, various picket lines. Also, it was interesting to see just how many people were honking their horns, you know, for the garbage workers. The Harvard police were police officers were going up to the strikers and saying, "We've got your backs," you know, stuff like that.
Hmm. Well, I see we've got another bit of tape here from a Harvard student, a junior at Harvard you spoke to?
Yes. This is Gabe Gold-Hodgkin. He's from Brookline, and he is a junior at Harvard, and he was standing in solidarity with the dining workers.
You know, they're the ones who check in with us first thing in the morning. Back a couple of years ago, they're the ones who came out during the snowstorm when nobody else could get to work. You know, they just are always there for us and the students. I think we all feel like now it's our turn to be there for them.
Now, it's worth noting that while all the students I spoke to said, "Oh, we're totally with the striking workers," I mean, I saw a lot of, you know, people going through the picket lines on their way to, you know, get something to eat or coming back from their morning run or going off to their classes. Hard to know exactly where the students stand.
Right. Okay, so Fred, finally, what's next for negotiations since the contract is still in dispute?
Harvard has not set a date yet for further negotiations, but they have said that Harvard economics professor Lawrence Katz and MIT professor Bob McCursey will be the mediators during the talks. They helped negotiate this past January's contract between Harvard clerical and technical workers and the university.
Well, that's WBO reporter Fred Tice bringing us up to speed on the strike going on with amongst food service workers at Harvard University. Fred, thanks so much.
Thanks, Meghna.